This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peebles' free message, February 9th, 2025.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. Dear friends, today we would like to discuss with you the many challenges that so many of you are facing here on the Earth plane today. Now, each of you have come to the Earth dimension for different reasons, for the various needs of your soul, the various desires of your soul. Some of you, of course, have come here, to deal with the balancing of your karma. Some of you have come here to observe. Yes, many of you have come here from different worlds, from different planetary systems, to learn, to grow, to see this wondrous experiment on Earth. Some of you have come here to serve, as you have looked indeed and realized, I can offer something here to help, yes, in this wonderful shift, this transformation, this upliftment of the consciousness on the planet Earth. So each of you have had your own reasons, indeed. Many of you have been stuck on the Earth plane for a long, long time, wondering, indeed, will I ever be able to break the cycle? We say to you clearly here and now, the opportunity for you to break through, for you to end a cycle and be able to transcend the need to continue, to be needing to come to Earth is here and now, at this timeline. So we ask each of you to consider deeply the challenges that you are facing, not in a way that you are feeling sorry for yourself, not in the way that you are blaming the world around you, others in your life, the government, whatever, your boss. No, that will not do. It is a time of self-responsibility. It is time of being very, very conscious and aware of who you are, where you have come from, which of course is the spirit world, you are part of God, and to remember that you have choices that are always going to come back to you. You are constantly, indeed, making decisions. You are constantly entertaining thoughts. Some of you are not aware enough of the content of your own minds. You are not aware that your spirit is often calling to you and trying to help you make healthy decisions, reminding you of the power that you have as the grand creators that you are indeed. And so we are here today to let you know, remind you once more, that this is a time of a great challenge on the planet. Many of you have become quite disturbed what you are witnessing. Some of you are happy that things are being, shaken up a bit on the planet. But no matter what your reactions are to the outer world that you find yourself in, we remind you that your life will be a consequence of what you are holding in your inner world, of what you are thinking, what you are feeling, what you are believing. And we say this to you not just so that you will create something different for yourself, but also so that you will be able to be part of the collective energy that is transforming the people, the Earth, and the entire Earth experiment at this time. Now, many of you are shocked. Many of you are angry. Many of you are extremely scared of what is happening on the planet. It feels like, well, everything is coming undone. We've said often to you that we have seen, yes, the structures, the energies, the agencies, all of the parts of the planet that have been built up needing to crumble a tad bit. Now, we would hope that they would be disengaged, disentangled, with a little more care and thought. But oftentimes, human beings are needing to be a tad bit shocked before they will pay attention. So many of you are being faced with a great amount of fear. Now, we are needing again to remind you that fear is indeed one of the most powerful weapons on the planet that is being used against human beings. And indeed, we want you to remind yourself of that. There is, of course, a transformation that is being offered to those of you who are open, aware, and desiring of it. But you must pull yourselves away from the lower vibrational patterns that indeed have entrapped most human beings on the planet at this time. And the main tool, of course, is the element of fear. You are indeed all being trapped into a certain energy sphere where you are indeed every moment challenged. How will you respond? How will you think? We encourage all of you to bring in the higher energies that, of course, are right there for you. They're part of you, dear friends. And to allow the hope, the inspiration, the guidance, not only, of course, of your own soul, but also of the teachers and guides that are working diligently with you to help you remember your intentions so that you are not falling prey to indeed the discouragement, the negativity, that you are not railing out against the system. Because we remind you once more, you are exactly where you wanted to be, where you needed to be for part of your own growth as well as for the growth of all living beings on the planet. So now what you going to do about it? Will you indeed fight? Will you yell? Will you scream? Will you complain? Or will you take action that is constructive, that is positive, that is born more of a loving vibration and not the fear? We say again, you are being controlled, manipulated, and yes, indeed, brought to your knees by the fear and the negativity on this planet. Now, some of you would say to us, and we've heard it quite often, but it is real, Dr. Peebles. What are we going to do? They're going to do this. They're going to do that. You have more power at the collective level. And if more people start to believe in their power, yes, indeed, the power of their thoughts, their beliefs, you will change anything that appears to be controlling, that appears to be fearful or negative. But too many of you, of course, have gone along. You have given up your own sovereign power. You have given up your spiritual power to others who say they know better, they are the experts. Or even when you know you have power, you don't do anything. Now, we are not saying, of course, that you must, become a congressman or woman, or that you must fight or protest. But indeed, there are many things that you can do. We would want you, indeed, to integrate more and more completely with your soul, and at the very least, resist the temptation to engage with these lower frequencies that indeed will control you, have controlled you for thousands of years on this planet. Now, many of you have not quite broken free from the illusion of separation. Many of you have not quite understood how much, indeed, this is a fabricated, constructed world by energies that are not always beneficial for you, for others. There are those who are, quite engaged with their own egos, their own livelihood, their own need for greed, for power, as you are quite aware, as you see around you. And you will not change that by being angry. Instead, you will feed the beings that are indeed living on that energy. Now, that may scare some of you, and we've mentioned this before to many of you, but there are energies that feed on your fear, your worry, your anger. It is imperative for you to be able to live out your mission on Earth in this lifetime, to rise above those energies and say, I refuse to respond and react and to think that way. And you will feel the power of your soul having much greater access to the personality, to the ego. And that way, you will know what you are here to do. Many of you ask us, of course, and we understand, what am I here to do? What is my purpose? Am I just here to get up every day and do the same thing and to go to a job and pay bills? Well, dear friends, you may learn a lot from all of that if you would open yourself to it, but there is more. But at times you have indeed shut yourselves off from the possibilities that your soul is trying to help you realize, help you see every single day. That is why we are indeed constantly, repeatedly encouraging you to open every day to ask your soul to come closer to you so that you will indeed form new patterns, breaking away from the earth-binding webs and shadows, breaking away from the constraints that have held humanity as prisoners for way too long. You are close, yes, as a whole. And as individuals, to being able to, yes, pull away from those forces once and for all, and to gain your sense of spirit power, to be able to gain that, yes, complete understanding of your soul purpose. It will come in drips and drabs. It will not come all at once and overwhelm you, but it is there, ready to be revealed to you, ready to be shown to you. How you respond, how you will look at all the events that are occurring in the world outside of your own being will determine your growth. It will determine how much you progress in this lifetime. And also, dear friends, you are always affecting others around you. Will you keep that in mind? So if you are complaining, if you are angry, if you are sad, now, of course, you may say, well, I can't control that. Others are making me do that. Well, that is not the truth. You do have power to choose. You get to decide every moment, every thought of how you will live your life, the energies that you will put forth within yourself and into the outer world. Ask yourself more and more to show you your power, to give you a more clear picture of the choices that are available to you, so you will see the opportunities that are of a higher nature and not just to rail against the world you find yourself in. You have all been here as part of your higher purpose. You chose to be in this specific timeline, in this world, in the societies that you find yourself in. Yes, it is challenging, and that is exactly what your soul wanted, what is needed, and what the world around you needed. They need your energies. Will you allow the wonderful, beautiful spirits to come forth more so that you will share your gifts more and more with others, that you will understand yourself more, you will have the confidence you need to, yes, completely succeed in this venture of this incarnation. You are close. We appreciate your openness to us, but more and more, we ask that you make a more integral connection to the higher realm so that you will be able to break those chains that have bound you so much for so long. And then you will have different decisions to make as you move forward on your soul's path. You may not even wish to incarnate again. You may wish to do other work. Or you may indeed wish to come back and help the world rebuild as it goes through the throes of change and confusion. But right here, right now, know that you have power. Know that you are not alone. You are supported by many, many light beings, by many friends and loved ones. Whether you can see them or not, they are there. We are here to love you, to encourage you. Believe in yourselves, dear friends, and you will succeed not only in your personal objectives, but you will also help those around you. We do love you always. God bless you.